I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are also all over college football, where yesterday, Arch Manning shocked everyone with the timing. Not necessarily the school, but Arch, with his first ever tweet, announces that he is going to be playing for the Texas Longhorns. If you want to celebrate from Austin wearing that burnt orange, go ahead at 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. RJ, how did they do it? And what is this going to mean moving forward?
Well, they did it by getting in on the ground floor early. They did it because they were one of the first ones to really go in on him. Which, by the way, why would you not be one of the first ones to go in on him?
It feels like everyone did that.
Yeah, it feels like everyone really did
do that. But they had Sarkisian with the quarterback / NFL pedigree, and props to their quarterback coach, who basically became an unofficial member of the Manning family. This is like what you see in the movies with a recruiter just stalking a kid and being everywhere that they go. And they're giving a lot of credit to the Longhorns quarterback coach, who made the Mannings feel very, very comfortable.
Yeah, they did. You know, this decision was not made just by Arch Manning. This decision was made by everybody there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they could say all they want that it was made by Arch Manning, but the reality is that this family is as protective of their name as any. They're interested, like I've said, only in the advancement of the Mannings. Neither uncle ever took less money to help the team.
Mm.
You know, they took the most they could get because they had plans for the future. Winning titles was not their end game. Being the biggest name in the sport was. Mm. That's their end game. And this furthers that. Arch to Texas allows them to take their brand as a family to the next level. Peyton wants to be an owner. I don't think that's his end game. I think he wants to be the commissioner. I think he wants to be Roger Goodell's replacement. That's my guess. That's why he's never taken a TV job, for an analyst. Like, he wants to be able to be free to move where he wants to. I think he wants to be the commissioner. They want to change. They want to be the biggest swinging D's in the sport. I mean, they probably already are as a family, but that's what they want, and that's why I think they chose Texas.
David in Dallas. David, you're live on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Hey. I think the timing couldn't be any better, considering when he's going to graduate and go to Texas, and then when Texas goes to the SEC. I think maybe that was the whole plan,
yeah,
or what helped it all. So he'll be a junior, I think, when they go to the SEC, correct?
Well, I mean, look, when they go to the SEC, we don't know when that is yet. We don't know the year they're going to the SEC. It could be 2025. He might be done by then. Right? He might leave by then.
But if Texas was staying in the Big 12, does this move happen? You know,
I don't believe the move happens if you stay in the Big 12.
That's an SEC family.
It's an SEC family, but they don't know. There's no way.
I thought it was going to be like 2 years.
Maybe the Mannings know. Maybe somebody with the university I'm sure the Mannings have somebody in the league office that they know that was going to tell them, look, this is when they're really going to go. But there's no way to factually know that. I agree, though. I don't think that Arch would have gone to a non-SEC school to play. I don't think that family was ever going to go play outside that conference. But then again, Texas is a game changer from a brand perspective for the family. It really is.
So what are they getting? This is a coach who recruited him. One coach said he would still likely be the number one player in his class if his last name was not Manning. Quote, he does have a big arm. He's a lot more mobile than everyone thinks. He's not like a Manning who can't move. He can get out of trouble. He's not a statue in the pocket. He played basketball and can dunk. He's a prototypical kid that sees the field well. He's not going to make bad decisions and not make bad plays worse and will truly run the offense. He's developed a reputation as an absolute gym rat. The biggest knock on him, the competition level in high school. But coaches who recruited Arch, blown away by his work ethic as he has embraced all the details. Quote from a coach, what I've been impressed with him is living with the pressure. He's got to live with that and deal with it. That may be a good transition for him. He's been doing it his entire high school career. No stage is going to be too big. Well, that's the write-up.
He's going to be polished.
He's a professional.
Yeah, this kid's been a professional since he was 12. Like, the, you know, if you're in that family, like, you know everything that goes on. They know how to deal with it. They know how to have the best PR, like have in their professional lives. Has either one of the two uncles had a misstep, like
publicly? No, there was wasn't there a steroid story with Peyton?
It was an HGH story.
Antler or something.
I don't remember what it was, but it was right after it was during the neck injury.
That's it. Never with Eli. Nothing.
No. Now maybe as my man, the one man throw ride said, maybe Peyton's wife was on that Debbie Clemens supplementation regimen.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Debbie Clemens.
They were getting all those shipments for her.
Yeah, and Peyton had some issues in college.
Yeah, in college. But like, that's something in the professional lives. I don't remember them having a misstep. This kid's not going to have a misstep.
Seth in Kemp. Seth, you're live with Sean and RJ celebrating Arch Manning to Austin. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, guys. Just want to say Arch Manning can come in here and give this program the boost it needs. It's going to do wonders, not only for Texas recruitment, but just for the Manning family on its own. He's going to be going to his own school and cementing his ground. And I got three last words for you. All right, all right, all right.
That might have been six words.
All right, all right.
Oh, are we going A-L-R-I-G-H-T?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. The one L. Michael in Arlington has a question for Choppy. Mike, you're live on The Fan.
Hey, buddies. Hey, guys. Choppy.
Yo.
Do you think Peyton Manning's curse is going to follow him to all the Texas games?
Yes, I do. That dude is a jinx.
Is Troy Hughes happy about that?
I mean, I guess I'm a little bit happy about that now that I think about it.
There's no such thing as a curse, you moron.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
That man is a curse.
Lord.
That man is a curse.
How'd he win two Super Bowls? Well, one, he didn't win. The Broncos defense won. But he's got two rings. The man is living an amazing life.
He is, and he's a jinx.
Like, Tennessee football sucks on its own. He didn't jinx you. A Tennessee baseball, y'all, a bunch of douchebags who are going around. You know, champions don't act like that.
Yeah, but
giving middle fingers around the bases and chest bumping umpires and all that stuff. That was all on your own doing.
Yeah, but you're talking about what he's done on the field, Sean. We're talking about the jinx that he is.
I guess he was jinxed in the NFL playoffs.
When he's in the stands, when he's up there with one of those disgusting, concession stand
Eli?
Pickles.
Eli's two lucky titles? Was he a jinx for him?
No, he wasn't a jinx for him.
Has he jinxed Koopa?
No, he wasn't.
Who's the number one recruit, ever?
But listen.
Tennessee. Another way for these whiny Volunteer fans to blame someone for their failures.
You want more proof? The Manning cast.
That's been a bust?
No player...
Oh, here we go.
Won the game the following week after they were on the Manning cast. Week one, Russell Wilson. Week two, lost. Week one, Travis Kelce. Week two, lost. Week two, Gronk. Week three, lost. Week three, Stafford. Week four, lost. Brady, week seven, guest. Week eight, lost. Josh Allen, he was on it the next week, lost. These are the greats of the greats of the greats. The guy's a curse. He shows up at Tennessee baseball, they lose. He shows up at Tennessee basketball, they lose. He shows up at Tennessee football, they lose. He shows up anywhere. And he showed up at the Longhorns baseball game at the College World Series in Omaha, wearing an Omaha hat. catching strays from ESPN because they posted up there Eli Manning's brother. And they lost. The Longhorns lost that game. Like, this is, come on, guys. He's a curse. And Longhorn fans, he's going to carry that curse. When he shows up, in Austin, bet the other team.
John in Wiley. John, you're live on Sean and RJ to go ahead and celebrate your new quarterback.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I read something yesterday by one of my friends. He's an OU fan. And he put on there, welcome to 6-6 season. And his wife put on there that he's the biggest bust in college football history. But I think this is what Texas needs. They need a quarterback since Vince Young. They needed a quarterback since Colt McCoy. They haven't been good since then.
Yeah.
So with a Manning stepping in, it's bad that it took a Manning to get us there. But with a Manning stepping in, with that kind of pedigree coming in, and, I mean, I think he's going to come out, shine. Like RJ said earlier, he was professional when he was 12.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Thanks for the call, brother. You know, these Longhorn fans are not as obnoxious as I thought they were going to be today.
No, because they're the real fans. Yeah. They're the real fans aren't obnoxious.
What'd you say, Troy?
You're taking four calls. That's a really small sample size.
No, I think that, you know, that speaks for it right there. So there we go with some of the Longhorn reaction on the Diamond Factory hotline. How's it looking on the text?
Peyton's a jinx. Peyton's a jinx. Like, get him out of there. Keep him away. All these people are saying they're fans or fans of. How many can actually are actually alumni? Texas may actually have a first-round draft pick now. Curse is a real dude. It's nothing but energy. If it was Curse, Stafford wouldn't have won the Super Bowl. No, it was Curse. They lost the next week. So there you go.
I would like to say Peyton should just show up for, like, the Kansas game, but... Yeah, that's no longer a gimme.
It's no longer a gimme. I love hearing scouting reports from a 17-year-old high schooler that reads like he's Aaron Rodgers. It does. Like, you know, these scouting reports, like, it's like, oh my God, this is the greatest arm I've ever seen. And it's like he's Aaron Rodgers, for crying out loud.
So Sark tweeting out all gas, no brakes, with the big news that came down yesterday. Arch Manning is going to Austin. Chip Brown, longtime Longhorns insider, will join us at 9 o'clock this morning. What do they do with Quinn Ewers? Great luxury?
Great question.
Or potential headache?
Well, it's great luxury for now. You know, you don't have to worry about it this year. But if Quinn Ewers has a absolute monster of a season, then what do you do? Because let's not forget, this kid was just as highly regarded of a player. Not as hyped, but his recruiting ranking was just as high as Arch Manning's.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.